recorded another beautiful day on the way. And I know what, we do this every day from 10 to 11 exclusively on Z100. And we're always in a great mood because it's a different pace, a different attitude. We get extra sassy. But today I'm needing the comfort of my friends. I'm having a little trouble right now.
Why? What happened?
What's the problem? What happened?
I just don't know what I'm going to slap on my grill today.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I don't know.
I'm glad we can be here for you.
Thank you for being there. Keep me strong. We do have a guest joining me in the basement. Please welcome my husband, Alex Carr.
Good morning.
Hello.
He says, I'm going to come down there and watch what you do because it doesn't look like it's too much trouble. It doesn't look like you don't do anything.
I
want Alex to see how difficult this job truly is.
Well, I'm in the kitchen, and every 5-10 minutes, he comes in the kitchen, and he's grabbing food and putting it in his mouth. I said, don't you have a job?
I've been eating all morning.
We actually have a dilemma as well that we're going to have to ask Alex about because he works at the zoo. This is just breaking news. My son just told me about it.
What happened?
With the baby birds in the nest and everything. We have to talk about it. What just happened? Well,
it's very upsetting. Okay, coming up, let's have an animal question and answer session with Alex on today's bonus hour on Z100 coming up in like 30 minutes at 10:30. Okay. Tell me about my grilling weather today, Scary.
Oh, it's perfect grilling weather. Sunshine today, highs in the mid to upper 60s, and the same goes for tomorrow. It's going to be sunny right through Memorial Day weekend. Maybe Saturday we'll get some rain, but it'll be in the 70s then. Right now it's 61 degrees.
It's going to be a beautiful day. Hey, Taylor's on line 24. She sounds very perky for several reasons. Number one, she just got out of surgery, but perky also because she just got out of her breast augmentation surgery. Good morning, Perky Taylor.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. So you had surgery, you had your procedure this morning or yesterday? Or when did you have it done?
Today at 7:30.
Oh my God, and you're already up and at 'em. You sound like you're ready to go.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
God, now, did you have them made smaller or bigger?
Bigger.
Hey.
And to clarify, I'm learning more about Taylor. This is her second surgery. You needed to fix an issue from the first surgery, right?
Yeah, they were too far apart, so I needed them to be closer together. I was too scared the first time.
They were like Alex's two front teeth. They had a little gap between them.
Exactly. Yes, there's too much gap.
All right. So what about your sizing now? You were originally were a, and now you are a what?
I was originally a B, and then now I'm a double D, probably a triple D by now.
Wow.
Mm. Depends on how sassy you are. All right. Well, good. Congratulations. I remember when Danielle had hers done. She just loved it. Right, Danielle?
Yeah, but I had them reduced. I had a double D, and I had them reduced to make them smaller because I had back problems and stuff, and I was like, I can't take it anymore.
Do you guys find it interesting that we compare bra sizes and breast size to like batteries? It's like you got some nice double D's there. Oh, I'm talking about your batteries. Yeah, I don't know. So are you still under a little bit of medication? Are you still a little groggy?
Yeah, I still feel groggy. Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Danielle requested her favorite song that we never play because we hate it, Barbie Girl. And we're gonna dedicate Barbie Girl to you because... Absolutely. This is perfect. Taylor, I hope you get feeling better. We're going to send you some Elvis Duran Morning Show scrubs from our friends at Hackensack Meridian. And I hope you have a beautiful recovery. And thanks for listening to us
today. That'd be awesome. My sister's a nurse in Georgia, and she asked me if she could get scrubs somehow.
I tell you what, we'll send you two pair. One, we'll send you a pair and send a pair to your sister too, okay?
Could you ruin mine? Could you actually ruin both of them?
We actually aren't in the studio, so we can't ruin anything. We're our houses. I know, that sucks. Hey, you know what? You got fresh boobies today. Why are you bitching at me?
I know, seriously. How dare I?
You have reason to celebrate. All right, I guess Scary, can you go take a Duke and her?
I'm gonna Duke. No, come pre-duked.
All right, hold on one second, and thank you for listening to us. So you get feeling better. All right, a dedication to Taylor and her brand new breast. See, this is what I do for a living.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
I didn't tell you to start the song.
Sorry. Well, okay, I'll stop it.
Turn it off. No, stop it. What are you doing? I didn't say start the song. I wanted Alex to see how hard we really work. So everyone pretend to work extra hard today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now, we got it.
A special dedication to Taylor, a song that we all hate, but we love Danielle, so we'll play it for her. Here's Barbie Girl on Z100.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Laughing plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Laughing plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. I'm a
Z100. Yeah, Danielle requested. Did you see what she did? Danielle requested Barbie Girl, and then she left and had to go do something else. So we're playing her song, and she's the only one that wanted to hear it. So let's tell her that we played the whole thing.
And it's terrible.
It is really a bad song.
It is not.
Scott, it's one of the worst songs ever.
It really is.
Terrible judgment.
Hey, let me tell you. My daughter Cooper just went into my wife's room and said, "What is this? What station are you listening to? I know this song. It's from TikTok. So it's new again."
Oh God.
It's new again on TikTok. Yeah. Well, so, and also, we have to end the show early. I may have to take a break because Alex just let out the biggest rattling fart right here in the studio, and I'm stuck.
Rattling.
It rattled.
You're stuck.
Can you open the window? Jesus.
He's smoking you out of the studio.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's burning my eyes. Anyway, someone says, thanks for playing Barbie Girl. Are you going to play Ace of Base next?
Ew. That's awesome.
That's not awesome. Hey, so what argument will Scary and Danielle get into today? Will it be about the Bennies and the Shore?
Probably. If he does the weather really, really fast while she's gone, maybe he'd be able to save himself. But if he waits for her to come back, weather? He's gone.
Again, what's our weather for the weekend? I want to hear that good news.
She's not going to argue with this. It's going to be sunny pretty much all the way through. And you're going to get some rain possibly on Saturday for the Memorial Day weekend, but otherwise sunny near 70 degrees on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's what you got.
I love it.
Maybe some rain Saturday. Today is going to be nice.
Got to make some decisions. Today's got to make some decisions. What are we slapping on that grill? Oh, look, who's back? Danielle, you missed your song.
The publicist for the New York Yankees just texted me, and Lauren said, "My song made her so happy." There you go.
Did you play the whole thing?
All three quarters.
No, you didn't. Did you turn the song off in the middle, you son of a bitch?
Well, we only played it for you. We played it for you, and then because we hate it, and then you left the room, didn't even listen to the song you made us play.
I had a bird emergency. I had to go check on the birds.
Okay. Well, Alex is still here, and thanks to him, it's green. The air is green. He's farting over there in the studio. It's just nasty.
Oh,
anyway, so By the way, did you notice, Alex, that my phone is face down?
Wow.
You know what that means? That means I'm probably cheating on you. We read that today. Where did we read that, Gandhi? It was in the news.
I do not remember exactly what the site was, but yeah, if they sit with you with their face, their phone face down, they are cheating.
Fact. Yeah, they say if you turn your phone upside down, that means they're cheating on you.
See, I would think that it means that you're paying more attention to me.
Exactly. Well, it's what I don't want you to pay attention to, who's calling me.
I put my phone face down all the time because I think it's rude how many notifications and how much it lights up. I could just put it all the way away in my backpack, but I'll keep it on the table just in case somebody calls, but I do keep it face down.
Okay, so if it's not face down, I'm not cheating on you, by the way.
That reminds me of a song, Face Down.
Oh, butt up. Ass up. Let's play that. That's my request. Red jump, face down, ass up.
That was Two Life Crew.
I know. Red jumpsuit apparatus is face down.
Okay.
I don't think they can do even a radio edit of that song by Two Life Crew.
Yeah. Hey, so I do want to make a request. Since we're getting closer to Memorial Day, you know, a lot of people are going to be driving down the shore. A lot of New Yorkers are driving down to the New Jersey shore just to make Danielle mad. I'm kidding. Do you remember that song, Welcome to New Jersey? Do we still have that?
Yeah, by Landfill Smith.
Yeah.
Yes, by Landfill Smith.
What?
Listen to this. You've never heard this. Listen to this.
New Jersey. Belmont Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all smell that? Can y'all smell that? Garden State. Here I am in a place where you can't left turn. New Jersey, the place where jug handle turns. Every day in a shopping mall, everybody shopping all day. Newark and Wayne, okay. So we smell a little something by exit 13.
Me and Joey in the car driving down to AC.
We are feeling ill from the Arthur Kill. When the Jersey ladies pass, they be like,
I'm Jill.
Can you see them? With pages and braces. Real blank faces, the shore is my vacation. Clifton, Trenton, Secaucus, and Montclair. Black, white, they all have big hair. Everybody goes when Springsteen's playing. And every girl I know is cracking gum and hairspraying. Every Friday night I hang out in Hoboken. It's 35 cents for the Garden State token.
Party in the state where the stink is on. All night on the beach with my girlfriend Dawn.
Welcome to New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Vito. I'm from Jersey.
Going out to dinner eating Parmesan. All night with my girl and my Dodge Neon.
Welcome to New Jersey.
I'm going to New Jersey.
Don't get me wrong, Short Hills got it going on. Seaside Heights is a city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that AC and Philly stay jiggy. But on the sneak, Newark's packing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never see so many bleached blonde women with silicone cans. Cleavage more than a hand.
Am I not on?
I'm gonna be cigarettes in the sand. Fake tan.
Can you turn it off?
Yeah. Oh, were you done with it?
I've been trying to get you to turn it off for like a minute.
Oh, I was talking to Scotty B. He's like, he was going off the list of the things that don't exist anymore that song references.
Scary.
Yes.
Scary.
Like a Dodge Neon?
Scary. Here's the thing. You're in the control room. You're in control of everything on the show. It's like you're driving down the parkway at 90 miles an hour reading your texts. You've got to pay attention to our show.
Oh, scared.
I'm sorry. And meanwhile, Brody's sitting there going, classic, classic.
Right? Thank you.
What?
Well, of course, he wrote it. Get Brody on the phone. Pull Brody on. Brody, what are you doing?
Yes. You cut off my classic song.
Oh, my God.
I Venmo Scary $10 to ignore you.
Oh, great. Well, sorry about that. What we did here, we enjoyed thoroughly.
Yes.
I'm Vito. I'm from Jersey.
I'm Vito. Yep, I'm from Jersey. And you're talking about a 35 cent token for the Garden State Parkway. Where did those go?
Hey, listen, Barbie Girl's a dated song. We played that. You know, what are you going to do?
All of it. Halfway through.
These jackasses did not play all of it.
Yeah, we didn't play the whole thing. Ooh, it's getting breezy. It's kind of cool today. I want it to warm up. I need to be a little warmer so I can open the windows because Alex is farting in the basement. We love you, Brody. Go back on hold.
Love you, too. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Let's get into the three things we need to know from the one and only Gandhi. Is your boy, Hello. Does he fart? Does he walk in while you're doing the show and fart and walk out?
No, he doesn't do that. But yesterday we were sitting on the couch and he deliberately aimed and farted at me. I was so mad. And when he released it, he said, take that. I was like, what?
Take that.
That's good.
Take that.
Oh, my God. We're a bunch of 14-year-olds.
Idiots.
All right, we're going to do the three things we need to know, then we'll take a quick break. And coming back, questions for the zoo guy. We got questions about animals for Alex. I'm glad you're here today, Alex. A lot of questions are coming in.
Oh, good.
All right, so into the three things. By the way, if you want to text a question for the zoo guy, Alex, you can text them to 55100. Now, Gandhi, what's going on?
All right, if your license is expiring, there's some good news. Yesterday, it was announced that drivers will get another two-month extension on expiring licenses, registrations, inspection stickers, and temporary tags. This announcement includes documents that expire this summer as well. The coronavirus now spawning a new crisis in the city. We've talked about it a bit here before, but now we are dealing with an alarmingly low blood supply. On Sunday, Mayor de Blasio cautioned that the New York City Blood Center is down to just a two-day supply and is asking everybody to help out if they can. To make an appointment to donate blood, go to nybc.org. And finally, there's a little bit of help if you want to be outside and keep your safe distance from people. And you need to know exactly how far that is. Different places are starting to mark off the appropriate distance to keep yourself safe. So now there are white circles painted on an artificial turf field near the park along the East River. Expect to see a lot more of that as things start to open up. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. More with the book coming up next.
Got Z100.
What glowing skin on the day?
Even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Wait, am I on? Oh, hi, Z100. We're on.
Hello.
We're live from the basement. Alex Carr is our special guest today. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Elvis.
He's also known as the Zoo Guy. Hit the music, Scary. It's now time to play Ask the Zoo Guy. Yeah. Of course, you've been working at Staten Island Zoo since you were, what, 17 years old?
Yeah, and I was volunteering there since I was 14.
14 years old, and now he's only...
40.
40 years old.
I'll be 40.
Wow. Anyway, he's decided since his 40th birthday is falling during the pandemic, it doesn't count, and he will be 39 for another year.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. On board with that. That's a great idea. You didn't use this year. Take it away.
Nope.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll start with you, Danielle. Ask the Zoo Guy.
All right. So we have been watching these little babies in their eggs with the mama bird sitting on the eggs on my deck for like a week and a half now, right? And we haven't touched them. We've just been observing them, and mama's been taking very good care of them. Well, this morning, we found one of the eggs on the floor with the poor baby inside of it, not living anymore, was deceased.
That word is dead.
And I know, but I hate saying it. And then we found another eggshell broken on the floor. One egg was missing. There is one egg left. And then my husband said that this morning, Sheldon said that he saw the mama like kind of like picking at one of the eggs in the nest. And she is nowhere now. She is gone. So we're trying to figure out if the nest was attacked, what happened. We don't know what to do with that last egg because she hasn't come back. So we need some advice. We obviously, if there's a little baby in that egg still, we want to make sure we do everything we can to keep it safe. What does she
do? Well, it does seem like in the course of the night, something came and maybe a raccoon or something came and wanted a meal. Yeah, well, it's nature, you know, that happens, you know.
It's the circle of life. Animals got to eat.
Yeah. So what do we do with the last one? Because it's still there.
I would just leave the last one and see if mama bird comes back.
Is it best just not to touch anything? Stay away from it.
Just let nature take its course.
But if she doesn't come back, can we do something?
Okay, Danielle, you are turning this into the most saddest moment of our show today.
Because I can't just leave it there if I can't be the person who lets
it just die. It's nature, Danielle. Sometimes this kind of stuff happens.
I don't care about it being nature. Okay. I want to save the baby.
Well, if she's not on the nest.
Danielle, go sit on the nest. Go sit on the nest.
Okay, hold on. Now, what was your answer, Zoo Guy?
If she doesn't come back to the nest in a few days, then, you know, I would just toss away the egg. You know, the egg.
Oh, no. Don't tell her that.
Can Danielle go and sit on it?
Yeah, if she wished it.
All right. By the way, this is the worst segment ever.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's go to Gandhi. Do you have an uplifting question about animals?
I do.
Danielle.
Alex, I want to know, what is the craziest animal that has bitten you? What was it?
Elvis.
Me. He does complain about teeth.
Actually, all my years working at the zoo. I was always safe. I've never gotten bit by anything crazy. A fox bit me when I was trying to do a medical exam on a fox one time. And she didn't mean it. You know, I just grabbed her and she got scared and, you know, did a little bite on my hand. But that's it. Other than that, I know other people that got bit by, you know, snakes, leopards,
yes,
and other animals.
Oh, God.
A leopard.
But not me.
Okay. Hey, an interesting question came over the text. Do snakes become friends with other snakes, or would they rather be alone?
Oh,
you know what? That's a good question.
Should I call Reptile Matt?
Reptile Matt would probably know more about that.
Right.
That's his specialty.
You're listening to the Zoo Guy on Z100. Let's go talk to Froggy.
Don't they all cuddle up and snuggle the snakes when you see them? They're all cuddled.
Well, for heat,
like
maybe.
Yeah, for heat. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think they're friends.
Speaking of snakes, what's the longest snake you've ever handled?
Elvis Duran.
Wait. 2 minutes ago when I went to the bathroom.
Okay.
Does that count as a sexual innuendo for Froggy?
No, I want to know what's the longest snake you've ever handled, because you'll go to the zoo and sometimes there's one of those giant ones that are wrapped around their necks.
Yeah, actually, during Reptile Day at the zoo, we would grab one of our biggest snakes and bring it out and we would measure it. And we brought out yellow anacondas. And
how long were they?
Maybe like 20, 22 feet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You used to have that massive yellow anaconda.
That was a python.
A python. She passed away.
Yeah, Fantasia.
Fantasia. Aww. How big was she?
She was big, and she was thick.
She's like this thick.
Holy moly.
Yes, Skiri has a question for the Zoo Guy here on Z100. Welcome to the Zoo Guy.
Yeah, I'm just speaking for some of the people texting in. We have a couple of questions. One person asks, can penguins really tap dance like they do in the movie Happy Feet?
Sure. Yeah. Sure they do.
And when is it safe to take feral kittens from their mom? She found a rescue who will take the kittens. They're able to eat cat food, but Mama Cat still has them tucked away.
Ooh, that I'm not sure.
Yeah, this texter wants to know if Alex has ever been bitten by a cockatoo.
Yes. Or three or four.
Hey, Froggy, do you know a lot about birds?
No, I don't know very much about birds at all.
Well, I have.
I like the tufted titmouse.
No, never mind. I can't.
You know what? You gotta let him do the joke.
Oh, I get it. Never mind.
You're supposed to say I don't know, and then sit back and wait for the punchline.
Okay, I don't know.
Start over.
Hey, Froggy, do you know a lot about birds?
No, I don't.
Would you take this for a swallow?
It's not even funny. It's not even worth it.
Well, you got to be looking at me.
This is the worst segment ever. It started out with dead birds, and now we've gone on to like oral sex. Yes, straight Nate.
Okay, Alex, you've handled a lot of baby animals. In your mind, what is the cutest baby animal, the one that makes you even melt?
Oh.
Wow. I would say one of the baby kangaroos. You know, we had a bunch of them, and they're just so adorable. Some we hand-raised, and we would make our own pouches, and we would wear the pouch around us and work with the kangaroo in our pouch, and just the way it would look up at you and give you a kiss.
It's not unusual for you people at the zoo to take animals home at night.
I've brought some animals home. I brought home a binturong, which is an Asian bear cat.
You also took a kangaroo home.
I had at my house. But back in the day, this is 40, 50 years ago, the zookeepers would bring home some of their primates, some cats, and, you know, the stories that I heard from my zookeepers were amazing.
Yeah,
that's
scary.
Like I've a always, dream job.
I've always wanted to know, Alex, which animal at the zoo produces the worst smelling poop? That's just my personal question. I've always wanted to know this.
Reptile Matt.
Yeah. Snakes do.
Your snake poop is stinky?
Yeah, snake and otters. Anything that eats fish and stuff. Definitely our otters. You know, if he's his
or Froggy tomorrow his after he eats his grouper for tonight. What's up, Gandhi? Welcome to Zoo Talk. This is the zoo guy, Alex Carr from Staten Island Zoo.
Hi, Alex Carr. Thank you for taking my question. So you once warned me against, and you warned me pretty strongly, against getting a raccoon, and you cited the fact that they were too handsy and they needed a lot of attention to really be taken care of. So now that we're all locked down on quarantine, would it not be the best time for me to get a raccoon and train
Absolutely
it?
Not. No.
Damn it,
no,
Alex.
No, no, no. I'm still against it. No. Do not have a raccoon as a pet.
Yeah, do not. Stop it. Whatever. Danielle, are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm very upset with his answer.
Me too.
You really do need to leave. It's our fault when things go wrong with animals, typically. They should be left alone and they should deal with it on their own terms and rules and laws, right? Don't you think?
Yeah. Right. Danielle, go sit on the egg. Just go sit on it till it hatches.
I'm going to have you suck an egg in about 2 minutes. So just.
Ooh. You know, someone actually asked a question earlier, and I'd never thought about this. Do you ever season food for animals? They don't really get into different tastes, do they? Unless it's like an instinctual thing like blood or something like that.
No. And our commissary, you know, they start early in the morning, about 7 a.m., and they don't finish making animal diets to 5 o'clock. And we have a large book, and each day, each animal has a different recipe. So we switch up their diets daily, and then we'll add supplements like vitamins and stuff to their diet, which is a powder on top. But no, we don't. We don't put salt or garlic.
You don't grate some fresh cheese on top?
No. A little basil and some thyme.
A little basil, something out of the garden. By the way, Alex was already outside here at the farm. He was working in the fields planting our crops.
Yes, I was out 7 a.m. planting in the garden.
Look at that. Is it wrong to break up a nest with a broomstick? Asks Scary.
Yes. What?
Well, Scary. I mean, if they were above you and they're crapping on you and they're chirping all day, how do you get rid of what is a safe way to dismantle a nest?
What, do you live under a tree?
Well, you know what? Let's leave it with that question.
I have a balcony. I live in
Thank you. Scary, thank you. We'll leave it there. And when Zoo Guy comes back, we'll get an answer to the beating birds with a broomstick question. Oh, God, Scary. As your legal counsel, I say do not answer that question.
He's Scary.
Danielle is coming up next on Z100 with the Danielle Report. What do you have coming up, Danielle?
I don't even know what the hell I'm
doing. All right, we'll be back right after.
Right now, our best defense has been social distancing.
Social distancing.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, see, there's a new fight brewing here on the show between Scary and Straight Nate.
Yep.
Now, Scary wants to end the show with Mr. Sexo Beat.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But Straight Nate, surprise, wants to hear Vogue by Madonna.
Well, we had a discussion, and we were supposed to start the hour with Vogue by Madonna, per my choice, and end with Mr. Sexo Beat. However, because we ran late in the national show, and Danielle's song didn't make it in there, we had to start with that crappy Aqua Girl thing.
Shut up! You didn't even play the whole thing!
Whatever.
There's a reason.
My point is, because I got bumped out of that slot, I should have the slot where we end the show, and Scary's trying to screw me out of that with that.
No, not Scary, with Vogue, though.
I'm with Scary.
I tell you what,
Scary gets
let's
the
take
slot.
It to let's take it to the people. Text either the word Vogue or Mr. Sexo Beat.
I already did!
55-100. Okay.
Can I trade you one Sexo Beat for a Like a Prayer?
No.
They're both bad.
I don't know. Mr. Sexo Beat.
If I was going to play a Madonna song, I would play Express Yourself. I think that's a fun song. But
it's all right.
You know, we'll play Vogue. You wanted to hear Vogue? Let's
let the people
Vogue
decide. I think I'm going to win, but that's fine.
All right. Danielle.
Is
it time for the Danielle Report?
I mean, yeah. I just texted.
I'm going to text in Sexo Beat 100 times. Hold on.
Me too. I just texted
Sexo Beat. Where are you going? No. Why is the zoo guy leaving? Where are you going?
What?
What? Okay. I don't know what he's doing.
What?
I don't know. Alex is not talking. He's not talking sense. I think he just had I think he just had a stroke, Nate. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Should I, Ryan Sneakrest had one. Everyone's having strokes. It seems to be the end thing. All right, Danielle, what do you have going on?
All right, so Taylor Swift, her City of Lover concert aired on ABC Sunday night. She just released 5 cuts from the concert on streaming services so that a lot of her fans can get their hands on that. So that's pretty cool. Check out Camila Cabello's Instagram when you get a chance. I know she just announced some cool stuff that she's been working on. She just actually took to Instagram a few minutes ago. I'm trying to pull it up on my phone and I'm having some difficulty there. So just go check that out when you get a chance. You'll like what you see. Katy Perry will be kicking off the Good Morning America annual summer concert series. It will be virtual this time around, obviously. That will be Friday, and then Good Morning America will be announcing who will be, you know, doing the concert series this time around very soon. Ryan Seacrest did not have a stroke on the finale of Idol. That was the biggest question that I got yesterday. One eye was closing. He was having a little trouble talking, but he was very overtired. I know he did not show up yesterday to do the show with Kelly, but he did need a break. He has been working nonstop. Even though it's from home, he has been working a lot. He's been doing a lot of extra shows. I mean, he did that Disney sing-along. He's been filming a lot of things from home. He's been overwhelmed. So the new normal, the balance, it's been a lot for him. So he is resting. Hopefully he will be back today and he will be okay. So there you go. Our best goes out to him. Adam Sandler will be starring and producing in a movie called Hustle. It's a basketball scout movie. He gets fired after discovering a once-in-a-lifetime player abroad. LeBron James will be producing that one. So one of our favorite stories of the day is the Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande story, because their song went straight to number one, like all over the place. So, of course, Tekashi 6ix9ine is like, no, it's not number one. They bought all the number ones. Billboard cheated. That's how they did it. They bought it. And so Ariana's like, look, I'm not going to give in to the drama. You know, all the money went to the First Responders Children's Foundation. She says, numbers don't mean anything to me. I'm just grateful to sing. But Tekashi is not very happy right now. So, and Gandhi is not very happy with Tekashi. So,
no, he's a clown.
He is a clown. All right, let's talk about the sexy watermelon sugar video. If you haven't seen that, the Harry Styles video. In the beginning of the video, he writes, "This video is dedicated to touching." You guys remember when we were allowed to do that, right? Anyway, the video was filmed back in January in Malibu. There's a lot of touching in the video. There's a lot of watermelon in the video, and it's definitely worth checking out. So, Alex, stop sending us. What is he sending?
Danielle, did you see the video?
Yes. That Alex is sending us? Yes.
Alex is a monster.
Alex, what is wrong with you? Anyway, what am I ending with? I can't. I told you guys the other day that Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian were going to sue Kimberly Alexander. They are saying that she keeps insisting that Tristan is her 5-year-old son's dad, even though they had a paternity test that proves he is not. She says that Khloe fixed the results. So she's insisting that he's definitely the dad. They said, you need to stop. And so they are definitely taking her to court. And that is my Danielle report. Now
he
I'm going to go
farting,
Alex.
And it smelled so awful.
That was
Alex,
mad.
Stop.
You can't blame the schnauzer for that. You just sent the worst video to Danielle. The
that
guys.
Is awful, yes. Alex.
That's scary in you.
Did you see it, Scary?
No, not yet. I didn't open my phone yet.
Scary's drinking.
Terrible.
We have to say thank you. Look, you know, from Staten Island, Ralph's Ice. You know, we love Ralph's right there by Danino, right in front of Danino's, right next to him.
Yeah.
They have come up with Ralph's famous Italian ices hard seltzer, watermelon, lemon ice, my favorite orange creamsicle. Thanks to Flagship Brewing Company, we have some. These are selling like $50 a case on eBay.
Yeah, they put them on sale and they sold out in under an hour. Done.
It's genius. So Ralph's famous Italian ices, if you see them, grab them. The hard seltzers, they're delicious. Fabulous. All right, I'm counting the votes. People texting in. It looks like Vogue won out. Looks like your Madonna is the song of the day. There.
No, that's disgusting. That's not crap.
True.
Who knows this audience? Me.
Straight Nate wants to hear Madonna.
Oh, boy.
I know what the people want. I know what they want, Elvis.
Come on, Vogue. We'll see you tomorrow on the Z100 Bonus Hour. Till then, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face.